Discover Nature this week with Missouri's Mushrooms. Hi, Josh Hartwig here with the Missouri Department of Conservation. Late March and April showers bring mushrooms? Yep. Showers and warm nights make morels grow and send folks to their favorite mushroom hunting spots. In late spring, watch for morels growing on the ground. The top or cap looks something like a sponge with a shape like a tiny Christmas tree. The stem is thick, and when sliced, the whole mushroom is hollow. Three species are commonly found in our area, so morels will vary in color from gray to tan or yellow. They come in a variety of sizes, but most average 3 to 4 inches tall. Like all mushrooms, morels are a fungus, and the part we pick is basically just the fruit. The main structure grows underground, which is a net of fibers that lives on decaying leaves and wood. And the crazy thing is, morels seem to pop up overnight. They usually grow in 24 to 48 hours, so be sure to look for them in moist woods, river bottoms, and on south-facing slopes every few days or so. They're often found near dead elm trees, in old orchards, or burned areas. But, as with any wild edible, be sure you can identify morels before eating them. Either tag along behind an experienced morel hunter or take a good reference book along on the hunt. And please, if you're not 100% positive of the ID, do not eat it. Here's a few quick how-tos for mushroom hunting. Look for them from early spring, the morels, to late fall, which are the oysters and lion's mane. There's no test to determine edible versus poisonous mushrooms. Even seeing evidence of animals eating them won't work here. The only surefire way to tell if a mushroom is edible is by positive identification. More information about Missouri's morels can be found online at MissouriConservation.org.